Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I would like to present enhanced structure properties of alumina nanocomposite through eggshell incorporation for high temperature application. I am Mahani Yusof from University of Malaysia Kelantan. Okay, first I will introduce about alumina and titania composites. Okay, alumina and titanium composites have long been used as a high temperature application, but they have a limitation in terms of toughness, ductility and stability. Okay, so this study is aims to address this limitation by incorporating eggshell into alumina titanium nanocomposite. Okay, the nanocomposite first fabricated with high energy ball milling, okay, with a different milling time, 5 and 20 hours, and with different composition of eggshell, 2.5, 7.5, 10 and 15 weight percentage, and then followed with characterization using SRD, SEM and FDIR. Okay, so the finding of this project are increasing milling time from 5 to 20 hours caused the alumina, titania and ES or eggshell become a wider and shorter. That is because of attributed of grain refining and internal stress from milling. With 20 hours of milling, when increasing milling time up to 20 hours of the milling, the powder particles that incorporated with ES become significantly finer and agglomerated for the composition with 2.5 and 15 weight percentage of ES. And then the result from the FDIR shows that the FDIR spectra of the nanocomposite powder confirm that the presence of the aliphatic CH, CN, ALO and TiO2 bonds, as well as the carbonate axis in the nanocomposite. So we can conclude that different milling time and composition of ES actually affects the microstructure, structural and functional group of alumina, titania, ES nanocomposite. And then increasing milling time produce finer with less agglomerated alumina, titania, ES morphology and particle size due to enhancement of deformation from the high energy ball milling. And then it's also concluded that successful formation of multi-component nanocomposite can be produced as confirmed by FDIR. So the authors would like to thank Faculty Bioengineering and Technology, University of Malaysia Kelantan for the equipment for the successful of this project. Thank you.